You may have missed it, as much of the world is focused on the death of Queen Elizabeth, but the UK and new Prime Minister Liz Truss face a series of enormous crises: a looming recession, double-digit inflation, labor unrest, and soaring energy costs. The war in Ukraine has ended an era of cheap Russian energy, so as winter approaches, the UK and much of Europe face serious challenges about how to keep the lights on and keep people warm without going broke. Joining us now to talk about this is Deputy Editor Simon Evans with the UK website Carbon Brief. Simon, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Simon, just a few hours before the news broke of the Queen's death, Prime Minister Liz Truss announced a big plan to freeze energy rates for millions of British households for 2 years. Walk us through a little why Liz Truss had to take that action. How bad had energy bills gotten?
Yeah, so, I mean, just looking back just to last summer, average household energy bills in the UK were around £1,000, maybe £1,300, of that order. They've increased significantly as of now to about £2,000. And the energy regulator Ofgem had recently announced that in October they would rise again to £3,600 a year. And there were forecasts for January and April next year where it was potentially £3,000, £4,000, £5,000, £6,000 or even £7,000 a year.
Wow.
And we're already at, you know, £2,000 is already historically unprecedented looking back over the last 50 years. And so, you know, faced with those potentially stratospheric prices that we're going to put, you know, estimates suggesting would put 2/3 of British households into fuel poverty, it was inevitable that the government was going to have to step in.
Yeah, this war could go on for a long time. Is there anything in her plan to sort of address the energy conservation issues? The UK homes are sort of notoriously leaky and poorly insulated. Anything in her plan to address conservation?
Yeah, so one of the interesting things about the UK situation is we're almost uniquely exposed to high gas prices. It's high natural gas prices that is very much driving this crisis. Something like 96% of the increase in bills that we're seeing at the moment is driven by that. And obviously that's linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its deliberate choking off of energy supplies to Europe. And the reason the UK is so exposed is because most of our homes are heated with natural gas. And 40% of our electricity is from natural gas. And now, as you mentioned, there's basically nothing in the plan so far from the government to address energy efficiency. And there's been a complete failure to address this over the last decade.
Simon, it's not just the UK that faces a sort of a winter energy crisis. Give us a bit of a step back look. How does the UK situation compare to other European countries?
You know, looking at other countries, you know, we have 85% of our homes heated with natural gas here in the UK, and somewhere like France or Germany, it's well below 50%. You know, places like Scandinavian countries, Denmark or Sweden, you know, they moved after the last energy crisis in the 1970s towards district heating, and that's something that we haven't really done in this country.
Simon, we've already seen global high inflation. Now there's some dire warnings that Europe's energy crisis is going to have additional ripple effects across the region and the world, that, you know, there'll be spillover effects on food, on beverages, on transportation. Talk about that wider impact.
Yeah, I think people don't really appreciate the extent to which, you know, the whole global economy is linked to fossil fuels, and therefore high natural gas prices really filters through to everything. Whether that's fertilizers for growing, you know, growing food on farms, or whether it's, you know, heating greenhouses to grow tomatoes, you know that's really why the current gas crisis is driving inflation, not just in energy prices, but in, you know, a broad range of consumer products.
Simon, would what's happening now be any different if the UK and really Europe had taken a more proactive, more aggressive approach to renewable energy?
Yes, so some commentators, including the Wall Street Journal editorial board, I might add, have attempted to portray this as a crisis of the UK's net zero target. Now, in fact, the UK would have been in a much better position if it had gone harder and faster on, you know, expanding renewables, which are much cheaper than natural gas. And similarly on energy efficiency, where bills would be much lower if homes didn't take so much energy to keep them warm.
Simon, as winter approaches and the cost of standing up to Russia for its war in Ukraine becomes clear, how resolved is Europe really and the UK, in your view, to stay the course on sanctions given the energy crunch?
I think, you know, particularly in light of the recent you know, gains made by the Ukrainians in their war against the invading Russian forces, you know, I'd say it's pretty unlikely that we'll see a wavering of support for sanctions. Obviously, it's going to be a very tricky winter ahead. And some people are concerned that it, may be wavering also on net zero climate targets. But I think on the contrary, if anything, European countries, including the UK, are going to accelerate as harder, because really renewables being cheaper than natural gas and energy efficiency to cut our energy demand are, the kind of solutions to this crisis.
Senior editor Simon Evans, he covers climate and energy policy for the UK-based website Carbon Brief. Simon, thanks so much.
Thank you.